So you have a Batman script for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
So what's new with Batman?
Well, his growly voice got a whole lot more growly since the first movie.
Oh, he went through bat puberty?
Yeah.
So what does he sound like now?
He sounds like,
"Why do you want to kill me?
What?
You garbage who kills for money.
I can't understand what you're saying.
I'm not wearing hockey pants.
Are you talking about hockey? I have no idea what's going on
then
here.
You're gonna love me.
Please stop. Sorry, I got carried away.
That's okay, I get it. Growling is tight.
It is. So what happens in the movie?
Well, the bad guy in this movie is the Joker, so we're gonna open with him robbing a bank and escaping on a school bus that crashes through the wall.
Not very subtle.
Well, there's a line of school buses passing in front of the bank, so he blends in with them.
No one notices a school bus crashing into a bank and then driving out covered in dust and bricks?
They do not.
Well, okay then.
Anyway, we're also gonna have Bruce go on a super long side quest to China to kidnap a guy.
Oh, that sounds like international terrorism.
Yeah, that.
I imagine it's gonna be hard for him to come up with an alibi for why he disappears at the same time as Batman appears in China.
Actually, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's just gonna very publicly take an entire Russian ballet troupe out to party on his boat and then take off from a plane on the water.
Wait, what?
He's gonna party with a bunch of ballerinas on a boat. It's gonna be in the papers and everything.
What if the media interviews a ballerina and she's like, "Yeah, the trip was great, but Bruce randomly disappeared on a mysterious airplane halfway through."
I don't know.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So tell me more about the Joker.
He's awesome. He has a thing where he's like, you know, so lucky it's almost supernatural.
What do you mean?
Well, he comes up with these super intricate plans that completely depend on things he couldn't possibly predict going exactly the way that he predicted them.
Do you have some examples?
Well, like he has a plan to get arrested but then escape by making a phone call that detonates a bomb that he planted in a prisoner's stomach, right?
Okay.
But that wouldn't have worked if he didn't have an officer in the interrogation room with him, or if he had been detained somewhere else, or if the prisoner had lifted up his shirt at any point.
Oh yeah, that does sound super lucky.
Right, so that kind of thing is gonna happen, you know, a lot.
What kind of other stuff does the Joker do?
Well, we're gonna have a scene where Joker and his goons take over a fundraiser for Harvey Dent.
Okay.
And Joker's gonna throw Rachel out of a super high window.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and Batman's gonna jump out of the window and catch her, so they're both gonna fall.
Wow, how hurt are they?
Not at all.
Oh.
Yeah, they land on a car, which makes it okay because cars are so soft and squishy.
And what happens with the Joker?
What do you mean?
Well, Rachel and Batman flew out the window, but he's still upstairs with a bunch of people, right?
Oh. Right.
Did you forget to write an end to that scene?
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
I guess we could just keep moving on with the movie and hope no one notices.
Fingers crossed.
Anyway, Joker's also gonna do a thing where he kidnaps Harvey and Rachel and ties them up to explosives.
Okay.
And there's a timer, so Batman's gonna have to decide who to try and save.
Does he manage to save either of them?
Yeah, he manages to save 25% of them.
Wait, 25% of two people?
Well, Rachel's gonna explode and half of Harvey Dent's gonna burn up.
Gotcha.
And so later, Joker's gonna dress up as a nurse and go visit Harvey in the hospital.
How does that go?
Well, somehow Harvey doesn't recognize Joker till he takes off his little surgical mask.
Wow, and he must really be mad at the Joker.
Yeah, but Joker's like, "Hey man, don't be mad at me for killing Rachel, be mad at everyone else for letting me kill Rachel."
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, not really, but somehow that convinces Harvey to become like a wacky villain.
Oh really? So what does he do?
He goes on a killing spree where he flips a coin to see if people die or not.
Maybe a little drastic.
Yeah, so anyway, later Batman is gonna foil a plan of the Joker's to blow up a couple of fairies.
What do you mean?
Well, he pushes Joker off a building, but then he catches him because, you know, Batman doesn't kill people.
Right, that's like his one rule.
Exactly.
Super powerful to see him stick to his moral code like that.
And then he's gonna push Harvey Dent off a building and kill him.
What?
Yeah, and Harvey's killed some people, so Batman takes the blame for all that.
Why would he do that?
Because he's the hero that Gotham deserves, but not the one it needs right now.
Oh, I don't get that.
Yeah, but it sounds cool, right?
I guess.
So.
But why wouldn't they just blame it all on the Joker?
Because this is more heroic.
But it's not necessary.
It's heroic, though.
Well, okay then.
So what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a pretty great movie.
Thank you.
Although, to be fair, Batman is so popular these days, it'd be tough to make a movie about him that people don't like.
Very true.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you liked that pitch meeting.
We have a lot of these on the channel that you could check out. And if you did like this one, you could give it a like, maybe share it on Facebook and Twitter. Also, let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. And check back soon for a new one. Bye-bye.